Under the Endangered Species Act, the humpback whale is listed globally as one species. Julie Spiegel, public affairs officer for NOAA Fisheries Alaska Region, says Central North Pacific humpback whales migrate between Hawaii and Alaska. Now that NOAA is looking deeper into the state of Alaska's petition, the agency will study if these whales are distinct from the rest of the population.
And if so, then whether or not to keep it listed as it is, endangered, or to downlist it to threatened, or to delist it altogether.
In April 2013, the Hawaii Fishermen's Alliance for Conservation and Tradition submitted a petition to take the entire North Pacific humpback population off the endangered species list. NOAA determined it had enough information to warrant further research. In response, the state of Alaska put in theirs. Doug Vincent Lang is director for the State Division of Wildlife Conservation.
Some of the information is less clear about the recovery of whales in the western Pacific, including the Asian area, but we thought the evidence was very clear for the primary Alaskan population that occurs in the north central Pacific area.
NOAA scientists estimate there are a minimum of 5,800 humpbacks found in the central North Pacific area. Whales in the larger North Pacific area are numbered at 22,000. About 50 years ago, due to commercial whaling, that figure was less than 1,400. Vincent Lang says the state's petition argues the threat of extinction for the North Pacific humpback whale is gone.
The primary threat was whaling. Whaling's been dealt with, and it's now regulated as a species under the Marine Mammal Protection Act. So we think when that threat of extinction has been removed for the foreseeable future and the threats that led to its listing are gone, it's time to get that off the list.
NOAA started an in-depth review of the global population of humpback whales in 2010, prior to both petitions. Marta Namak is NOAA's Endangered Species Act listing coordinator.
We look at things like abundance, spatial distribution, productivity, and diversity, just to try to get an idea of how the species is doing. And we look at threats to see what threats the species might be facing.
NOAA is also looking at population structure to see if any populations are doing better.
If we can separate populations out because they are different enough from each other, then we can list species by population instead of the entire species.
NOAA is including both the state of Alaska and the Hawaii Fishermen's Alliance petitions into the larger status review. The agency has already missed the one-year deadline to make a decision on the fishermen's petition. Namak says NOAA is working as quickly as possible, but doesn't have an estimate for when decisions will come out. In 2010, the state of Alaska petitioned to remove the eastern Steller sea lion from the threatened species list, which NOAA did last October. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.